are listening to the radio. You are listening to the radio. You are listening to 24 hours of radio art. You are listening to 24 hours of radio art on CITR FM 101.9 FM streaming radio on CITR. You are listening to 24 hours 24 hours of radio art for art's birthday 2017. You are listening to art's birthday 2017. You are listening. Yes, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back here on the waves with y'all here at CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Hank Bull, and yeah, it's great to be here. I came out here one time for Art's birthday, 24 hours, and we cooked a hot dog with a electric cord. I remember that. Maybe the last time I was here, a long time ago. At any rate, yeah, what about this Art's birthday thing? What's the deal here? This is how it goes. A long, long time ago, some say a million years. Actually, the current count, 1,054,000, I think, is the current count. Years ago, somebody, we don't know who it was. It doesn't matter. It does not matter who it was. Dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water, and that's it. We've had art ever since. Before that moment, you know, there was no art. You go back, way back. There was no art. There was just life getting along. And now we've got art. Art's a cool thing. I'm glad we've got it. I think most people are. It's a good thing to have around. And, well, we want to celebrate that, right? So if it all started on the 17th of January, 1,054,000 years ago, well, how about we mark the date? How about a holiday? This is the proposal. A paid stat. A public holiday. I mean, if you got family day, you might as well have art day. So let the kids out of school. Everybody gets a paid holiday from work. You know, have a party and celebrate the fact that we have art to make life a little more interesting. And yeah, like that. And then, maybe, after a few years like that, take a while, we could have 2 days. Why not? 2 days. You get 2 days for Christmas. Why not 2 days for art? And then, after another bit of time, get used to it, 3 days. Then 4 days. Then 5 days. 6 days. Like that. Until, maybe, a long, long time into the future, we could have 365 days of holiday. The whole year would be a holiday. Consider that. At that point, well, maybe it's in another million years from now, but at that point, we probably wouldn't need art anymore, and we can just go back to life. So there you have it. I mean, what a concept. Imagine that at some point in the future, there won't be any art. I mean, a lot of people are already saying art's dead. It's true, but it seems like it's dead, but it won't lie down. It keeps coming back again and again. So, yeah, we're stuck with it. And, you know, it's like I say, everybody does a little bit. And, in fact, it doesn't matter. Just like it doesn't matter who dropped the dry sponge into the bucket of water. And it really doesn't matter who makes the art. I mean, it could be your mom, could be somebody famous. But we'll leave that to the connoisseurs. Really, it doesn't matter who makes the art. It's just that it's there. And you could be going to grade one and make some great art. In fact, we've all seen it. So that's where we're at with art's birthday. It all started in 1963. It was a French artist, Robert Filliou, and he got the ball rolling with this thing. And they actually did, in this little town in Germany somewhere, they had a holiday. They had a big fanfare and a buffet on the street and all that. And it was a big deal. And so a few years later, it got repeated, and gradually it spread around. I mean, I wouldn't say it gone viral, but it's, you know, it's out there. I mean, there's people across Canada, all over the world. There's people in Japan, there's people in Europe, there's a big network. You can go on the internet, and there's an Art's Birthday net there. A lot of noise people, a lot of sound. Somehow or other, it's caught on to the international network, which makes sense. I mean, this was another idea that Mr. Filliou had, was the idea of the eternal network, that we're all out here on the net, and everybody's connected to everybody else. And so now we have technology that can do that. I mean, when he was thinking about it, it was just an idea, but now you can actually do it. And it turns out that nobody's in control of that net. I mean, look what's happening now. The Kremlin has taken on the job of putting out press releases for the White House. So, you know, here's the U.S. They're supposed to be in control of the internet, and they've got all the fat pipes, and they've got all the keys to the doors, and they're controlling the whole internet. Everybody thinks goes through their system. How come they get hacked by the Russians? So, you know, that's an interesting story. At any rate, we're all out here. We're all hacking each other on the network. And so it's a good place to celebrate Art's birthday. So in that way, life goes on and 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 on. whispered art history. Started a long time ago. It all started a long time ago. Long, long time ago. Someone took a dry sponge. Dry sponge. Who that person is, not important. That person is dead. Dead. But we are alive today. We are alive. Anyway, 1 million. 1 sponge into a bucket of water. On the 17th of January, $1,054,000 ago. Who that person was doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who that person was. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. Need some blood. A positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services.